It's 8:41 on the ticket, Thursday morning with the Musers. I've been trying to do this for a few weeks. I want to run through my WNBA mock draft.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
I keep getting interrupted, but it's interesting because the Dallas Wings have the first pick, and Minnesota is picking second. And I...
George!
Oh, now what's going on?
George, hello, the non-George.
Hey, it's Marge, George's old swim coach.
I'm here to wish you and yours a very Marge Christmas.
Oh, well, Merry Christmas.
Christmas is a time for friends and family.
Yes.
And since I have neither, I thought I'd pop by and say hi to you fellas.
Oh, well, it's nice to see you, Marge.
George, I bet you love having a family.
Yes, it's been very fulfilling.
I bet you're so happy about not giving me a baby like you promised so many years ago.
Lady, I have never seen you until a couple of years
ago. I would ask for one now, but my ovaries closed up shop about 15 years back.
that's a private thing.
Oh, well, yeah, win some, lose some. Just to let your viewers in on my backstory in case they don't know, I know a lot of your listeners probably have heard me for years and only known me for my impressively accurate sports talk full of attitudinal takes and emotional insights. But I'm not simply the polished product you hear on the air.
Oh, really?
I've actually had quite the rags to riches to rags to more rags story.
A lot of rags.
I was once many years ago a highly successful Fortune 500 swim coach. For a local ISD high school.
Never heard of such a thing.
Those go together?
I was on top of the world. I had the second to the top of the line Civic at the time. I had my own home, I had friends, and I even had use of both my legs.
Oh,
and was somewhat continent. But then I got involved with a student, and not just any student. I got involved with one George Heinrich Dunham.
Okay. Not my middle name, and that did not happen.
Now, I know people are judging me for getting involved with a student, but you have to remember it was a different time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A time when it was just as wrong to be involved with a student.
That's right.
Also, you have to remember George, at 18, was more of a man than John Cena has ever been.
Okay, listen. You did not teach or coach at my high school. I never saw you
back
in the...
He was fit. He was jacked. And he wore swim trunks that could barely hide the Duraflame log he had sprouting below his mom's pubis.
Stop it.
It was enough to make this young single woman throw it all away on a torrid affair that ended one romantic evening when George threw me off the roof of the field house.
Romantic.
After he took up with some high school hussy who didn't mind all the head pushing.
Oh, come on. Quit adding details of stuff that didn't even happen. I didn't know you back then.
And you would think that the saddest part was that it was the last day I ever walked on my own 2 feet.
Right. Mm.
As I spent the last 4 decades in a parade of ill-fitting Goodwill wheelchairs.
Okay,
terrible.
But no,
I had nothing to do with that.
The saddest part is that we were just a few days away from winning the Olympics.
See, that's the other problem with your ridiculous scenario.
And signing a huge endorsement deal.
You don't go from District 6-5A to the Olympics.
George, you could have been Mark Spitz.
And I didn't even swim in high school.
He was better. He was better than Mark Spitz.
Better than Mark Spitz.
He was better. But then... Then my luck changed when George left the swim team. My Civic was repossessed, as was my colostomy bag.
Oh, no.
Man.
No biggie. You adapt. I found a use for those old sleeves that the newspaper used to come in.
Oh, that's what you used. Gosh. Okay.
But I'm here for a very happy reason.
Okay.
I'm here to tell you guys about my big living nativity scene that I'm running down in the Trinity River Bottoms.
Oh,
trying
we're
to compete with
that.
Preston Wood Baptist.
Well, yeah. Why?
You got a really big one. What do you have?
I have something that's so unique. It's a swimtivity scene.
Swimtivity?
Yeah, the wise men are mermaids.
Okay.
And we have Scuba Mary and Joseph.
Okay.
And Nirvana album cover Baby Jesus.
Oh, nice.
It's a great concept. But alas, it's just a concept.
Yeah.
I've had trouble with recruitment.
I can imagine.
So right now, it's just a manger scene staffed by me, Three feral hogs and a baby Jesus that's just a dead squirrel wrapped in a shop towel wearing a tiara.
Oh, my gosh. That's
so
really
sad.
I'm working on constant improvements, though.
Oh, gosh.
But it's free, and I'm hoping it's a lost leader for me.
Why are you trying to compete with Prestonwood Baptist?
I'm hoping that the lack of price will increase the volume enough to make money.
Okay, yeah.
But I brought you guys some presents.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
It's a very Marge Christmas here.
You didn't have
and
to
George,
give us
I brought
a present.
You this gift. It's an old Skaggs Alpha Beta shopping cart.
Wow.
Okay, well, it looks nice. Like the wheels work.
It could
anyway.
Use a pressure wash. A lot of moss in it due to being submerged for so many years.
Well, thank you, Marge. It's really
and
thoughtful.
Craig, I brought you something I know you'll like. I know you love cycling.
Yeah.
So I brought you a Lime bike. There's like 57 of them down in the river near
yeah.
me. So
oh, yeah, thanks.
I picked the one that looked like it had the lowest miles.
Appreciate
yeah,
that.
You like the ride
but
bikes.
Yes, please, please, I encourage your viewers to come down to the Trinity River Bottoms for a very Marge Christmas.
Okay.
It's down in what I like to call the Holy Trinity. River
oh,
bottoms for this
yes.
season, yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's
yes.
nice.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Marge. Bye bye.
Me, Marge, George's old swim coach from way back.
That's Marge, not my swim coach. But yes, thank you, Marge, for the presents.